9/11 as told by pagers. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Moe, in for John Gordon. The website WikiLeaks recently posted what it claims are 500,000 intercepted text pager messages from just before and just after the attacks of September 11, 2001. They appear to come from the types of pagers carried, for example, by Pentagon officials, the FBI, the NYPD. Some messages look like computer-generated error reports from businesses inside the World Trade Center. Some are just New Yorkers looking for each other. 10:47 a.m. Talk to me. I'm hoping you're nowhere near this. Eric. WikiLeaks publishes leaked information from governments and corporations, but why take private messages and post them publicly 8 years after the attacks? That's what I asked WikiLeaks investigations editor Julian Assange.
We make a promise to sources that we will represent them to the public, provided they have material that they're trying to present that is of value to the historic record or that is of diplomatic, political, or ethical significance. Of course, there are other reasons why it was good to publish.
Such as?
Well, once you've got something like this, that's a completely objective window into what I think is the defining moment of the 21st century, you can start to see how it is that that moment started to influence the course of the subsequent 8 years.
Where did you get these messages?
We can't say where we got them, but certain facts are undeniably clear. That is, the messages were taken from four separate U.S. pager networks. So we know it's not a company that provided the information. We know the messages were being intercepted before September the 11th. So we know that their collection can't have been as a reaction to those events that were happening before. And we know that they were happening after. And we also know that that information was stored for at least 8 years before it was given to us. It's clearly either private intelligence or government intelligence.
How do we know these are real messages from September 11th, 2001, and not just somebody making stuff up?
It's impossible to verify every single one of those messages because there's several hundred thousand. However, we have taken a random sample, and there's telephone numbers mentioned in those messages and called people up, and journalists at CBS have also noticed that some other journalists who had pages, their messages were represented in the collection. Well, we can say absolutely for sure that some of those messages are legitimate, and it's very, very, very probably that nearly all of them are legitimate, and no one's discovered anything that is illegitimate so far.
What about the presumption of privacy between people sending and receiving messages? If I'm sending or receiving a message, it never occurs to me that it's going to be published on the Internet.
There is a genuine question as to whether the organization that collected those messages was violating a right to privacy. In our decision to release that information, yes, it is possible that we may be violating the right of some of those people's privacy. However, none of them have contacted us to complain about it. So there is a trade-off between the integrity and value of the historic record and the reform that can come out of exposure and some individuals' privacy rights.
Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. He's in Iceland investigating the banking collapse there. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.